Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Breaking down that old grapevine, there's a freight shaker with her maker hugging that line. In my Peterbilt Caterpillar King Stack Swine, I'm a gear slamming daddy, and that ain't no lie. Well, I better take care coming down that grade. Goddamn diesel pusher, get out of my way. I got a hot load, gotta get her there on time. I got 80,000 pounds pushing from behind. Yeah, ducking them scales, diesel bears and blizzards. There ain't such a thing as a hot lot lizard. Sorry, little lady, but I gotta decline, 'cause I got a sweet mama and she's all mine. Get a jig breaking down that old grapevine. There's a freight shaker with her maker hugging that line. In my Peterbilt Caterpillar King Stacks wine, I'm a gear slamming daddy, and that ain't no lie. Well, I got the hammer down, I'm a making good time slide over Ken Wrecker. I'm a passing you by. That's a big 10-4, not a bear inside. I'm a stacking them four wheelers up behind. Well, there's a diesel smoke a puffin' out of highways a humming. I gotta get home, gonna get me some loving. Driving all night here in Red Sovine, singing that Phantom 309. Yeah. Jig breaking down that old grapevine. There's a freight shaker with her maker hugging that line. In my Peterbilt Caterpillar King Stacks wine, I'm a gear slamming daddy, and that ain't no lie.
I regret having trifled with married women. I'm thoroughly ashamed of having cheated at cards. I deplore my occasional departures from the truth. Forgive me for taking your name in vain, my Saturday drunkenness, my Sunday sloth. Above all, forgive me for the men I've killed in anger, and for those I am about to.
Thank you. this is Pete Yorko. You're listening to White Trash Revival with Donnie fucking Cash.
What is up, motherfuckers? Yeah! This is the White Trash Revival, episode 41. I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash. What's up, everybody? Well, I was saying last week that I might have a little homage to Hank show, but it did not come through this week. And the reason being is, I want to make this a good show. And I had a artist lined up that I was going to interview. And he said he was going to send me two of his CDs that are Hank covers out Monday. And I haven't received them yet. And so I'm going to wait till 42 and do the show, and if I don't have the artist CDs, then I'm just going to do it without interviewing him. But I thought I had me an interview lined up today. I'm not going to say who, but it's someone that just got fucking big quick in this underground country scene. And I gave him my number. He contacted me through MySpace and said that he was wanting to do this interview and give me my number and a time to do it. And I shot him a message that said, let's do it now. But he's never called, so I guess we ain't doing it for this episode. So, fuck, I don't know. Let's just go ahead and jump in this set and get this motherfucker started right. Got me some Colt 45 and some Pabst Blue Ribbon in me. So, let's do this. Oh, fuck, but wait. Before we get in this first set, we opened up the show with Possessed by Paul James and a song called The Gallows. Paul James, an awesome fucking one-man band. So I hope you enjoyed that. So, fuck. Now let's get in this first set.
Play my game, gonna tell that long dumb liar, tell that midnight liar, ramble the gambler and the backbiter, tell him the gals gonna cut him down, tell him the gals gonna cut him down. Fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. And you can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go and tell that long tongue liar, tell that midnight liar. The rambler, the gambler, and the backbiter.
cut 'em down. Tell 'em the cow's gonna cut 'em down. Tell 'em the cow's gonna cut 'em down.
Glad to meet you, kid. You're a real horse's ass.
Well, you say you're mine, but you don't show it.
Have I told you guys that I don't want no horsing around on the airplane?
Got me a woman, she's nice and mean, smells like flowers and gasoline. Hottest thing inside this greenhouse. Oh, got me a woman. Got me a woman, she's tan and pale, skinny as a stick and fat as a whale. I'm gonna end up in that jailhouse. Oh, got me a woman. Oh, got me a woman. Oh, got me a woman, she's a perfect 10, always wondering where I've been. There's the only fox inside this hen.
Starting off this first set was a little Slim Sandy. No, it wasn't no goddamn Slim Shady. We don't play no fucking rap music on here. We play fucking music that's strictly for us trashy white folk. And it was Slim Sandy with God'll Cut You Down. Yeah. And following that was Don Shipley and the Sharpshooters with I'm Gonna Set My Foot Down. I think that's my wife's motto. You know, every time I want to go somewhere and do something and drink something, she sets her foot down and says, no! And ending this set was the Dust Bowl Cavaliers with Got Me a Woman. Yeah. All right. I've came up with this idea, and I've been pondering this idea for fucking months and maybe even years. And I think it's fucking brilliant. But you guys could think it's stupid, so let me know. I came up with this idea. You know, being at concerts, like last year when I was at the Hank 3 concert in Cincinnati, I was up in the front row, and I didn't want to lose my spot. Or also, when I drive to Florida from Ohio, I don't ever want to pull over, but, you know, I got a weak bladder. And when I drink something, I got to piss about 5 minutes afterwards. Or if I drink beer, I got to piss like a fucking racehorse all the goddamn time. So I came up with this idea right here. I thought about wearing Depends. You know, adult diapers. So then if I'm at a concert and I'm fucking drinking beer and I'm up in the front row, I can fucking stay there all goddamn night. All I gotta do with my girl bladder is piss my britches. Or if I'm driving to Florida and I don't want to stop, fuck it. Just piss my pants the whole way there. And when I get done, take a shower. I think it's brilliant, honestly. But let me know what you folks think. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Here's the second set, motherfuckers.
Looking for you. They need sparring partners for Apollo Creed.
Put me on.
Here's a car.
Who's it here?
About an hour ago.
They're probably looking for sparring partners for Creed, you know?
I said that before, you dumb dago.
You know, I've been coming in for 6 years. 6 years you've been sticking it to me. I want to know how come.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I want to know how come.
You want to know? because you had the talent to become a good fighter. And instead of that, you became a leg breaker. Some cheap second-rate loan shark.
It's a living?
It's a waste of life.
Like the only part that sucks. I just want to gauge how much suck I have to friggin' sit through.
All right, folks. Starting off this set was a little Ghost Town Showdown with Things Are Gonna Change. And following them was Christopher Scum, which is off the Pint of Happiness record label. And the song was 50 Acres. And I want to thank Elvis Proctor for sending me that. He sent me quite a few MP3s, and I appreciate it, Elvis. And I'd like to see your record label get off the ground and get running at full speed. And following that was Shouting Thomas Torment with Trouble Doll. And I know all about a Trouble Doll, because one time when I was 18, I bought a black sex doll. And the reason why I bought a black one was it was only $5 as opposed to the white one for $30. And the reason why it was a Trouble Doll was when I had it blown up and I'd get to pumping and I'd be damn near orgasmic bliss, the cork or whatever would pop out and that bitch would start leaking air and I'd have to get to pumping as fast as I could to try to get my sweet heavenly experience. And a lot of times it didn't work, so I had to fuck a pancake flat black sex doll. Yeah. Alright, let's get in this next set. Freaks and faggots and sinners and winners and all that good shit.
Turgidson, when you instituted the human reliability tests, you assured me there was no possibility of such a thing ever occurring.
Well, I don't think it's quite fair to condemn a whole program because of a single slip-up, sir. Crying.
You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored.
Good people, before we get in this next set, I want to give a big, warm welcome and a sweet feel to Kimmy Ray. Thank you for being my listener. I appreciate it. All right. This right here was a little psychobilly set for you folks. And starting it off was the Hillbilly Hellcats with Road Rage. Something that I suffer from tremendously. You know, when someone gets in front of me driving real slow, I don't care if they're fucking 90 or whatever, I will whoop that ass. Do not pull out in front of me and start driving slow. You will get fucked up. Following them was the Chop Tops with My Curse. And rounding out this set was the Coffin Cats with Wild Ride. All right, loyal listeners, remember how I told you how my wife was holding out on me, not giving me no action? Well, the other night she came up off that staff, gave me a little action in the middle of the night. You know, it's been about 4 months, so it was due. That's all I could say. So she gave it to me, and I jumped on that stuff like a fucking penny pony at Walmart. You know how you stick that penny in that little pony and ride that motherfucker? That's about what I did. And that's about how long I went, too. Yeah!
So I'm good for another couple weeks. She better not hold out on me like that. I'll have to take it from that bitch. Yeah. Let's get in this next set.
I want to live fast, low part, die young, and live a beautiful memory. I want to live fast, low part, die young, and live a beautiful memory. Don't want to slow walking, no sad singing, better have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women, I'll think of pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, low part, die young, and live a beautiful memory. I got a hope for a car and a cowboy suit, and you really do get around. I got a little black boot and the gals look cute, and I know the name on every sport in town. I want to find them, fool them, lead them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, low part, and die young, and make a beautiful memory. Slow part, die young, and live a beautiful memory. I'm a wampus cat, let me grab my hat, and baby, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping, really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, slow part, die young, and live a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things you do, but you really don't bother me. On everything, lick and tie me down. I'm gonna stay footloose and fancy free. So jump up, make butts, move out, and let the pretty girls run me. I'm gonna live fast, low part, and die young, and live the beautiful memory.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan? You know what I am? I'm a dog chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do with one if I caught it. You know, I just do things.
I know you're mad.
Than to need it not to have it.
Brother,
and there's a good place in this world for money.
Yes, sir.
And I know where it is. It's right here in my box.
Holy smokes, Dan Snacks alive. I never thought this could happen to me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Alright, so here it is, folks. I'm a little fucking pissed. My wife flew out of town. She flew down to Florida Thursday. So she took my oldest daughter with her, and I've been just chilling at the house. I've called all my friends saying, hey, you guys want to hang out and kick it? You know, any other time, you motherfuckers get on me, hey, let's go out. Come on, come out. But I say, nah, man, you know, because I don't want to hear the wife bitch, so I tell him, nah, I ain't going to come out. So now, she's gone, and every motherfucker and their brother's busy. So I'm fucking pissed. So tonight, there's a concert down at the Southgate House in Newport, Kentucky. Unknown Henson's going to be there, Scotty Karate, and Jason and the Punknecks. But can I find a motherfucker to go? No. I post a message on MySpace to all you cock smokers out there. I'll buy a ticket to a motherfucker that'll meet me down there. Does anybody respond? Fuck no. So, I put all of y'all on my 30-second fuck you list. That's right. Fuck y'all that wouldn't come hang out with a motherfucker when his wife's out of town and he is bored and lonely and needs somebody. Alright, goddammit. Starting off this set was George and the Hustlers with Live Fast, Love Hard. And you know, I do the opposite. I live hard and love fast. That's my motto. Following them was the Grease Marks with Pepper Hot Baby. And ending this set was Miss Marianne and the Ragtime Wranglers with I Got Stung. So there it is. How about we get in this next set, all you cock smokers.
Mr. Richard Smoker, you're a poopy poker, Chardonnay and cocaine in the spot, cigarettes and coffee bread, little boys on crystal meth, tonight we'll tango in the street, you eat dark meat, Mr. Richard Smoker, you're a chicken choker, tonight you're gonna let it all hang out. And Aquanet smoking menthol cigarettes. Tonight we'll tango in the street. You eat dark meat. Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu. Smoker, you're an Ono Yoker, cognac and black coffee with the boys, dancing in your Buster Browns, whirling to the techno sound, your hands are wet, your hair slick, you smoke big dick, Mr. Richard Smoker, you're a velvet coker, Bruce and Jeff will pick you up at 10, going out, dancing in
Grand City. Friday night, gotta look pretty. Tonight we'll tango in the street. You eat, talk me, Billy Babu, 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 Billy
Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Billy Babu, Have you ever heard of insect politics? Neither have I. Insects don't have politics. They're very brutal. No compassion. No compromise. We can't trust the insect. I'd like to become the first insect politician. Saying I'm an insect who dreamt he was a man and loved it. But now the dream is over and the insect is awake. I'm saying I'll hurt you this day.
Looking for my keys, I was half blind. shaving their crotches as we speak. There is pubic hair in the air everywhere.
Yes, indeed, kind people. The song that started off this set was probably the worst fucking rock band ever. And that was Ween. You know, as a rock band, they fucking suck cock. They were downright horrible. But Ween put out a country CD called 12 Golden Country Greats. And the song that I played by Ween was Mr. Richard Smoker. Yes, great song. They're a good country band. And following them was Drive-By Trucker's new CD, The Big To-Do with The Fourth Night of My Drinking. I don't know if I could go four nights in a row drinking, folks. I don't think my liver could handle it. No. Here, let me take this sip of this PBR. Fresh out the fridge is quite delightful. And following, ending this set, should I say, was an old bluegrass gem by a group called the Carolina Tar Heels. And I must admit, on my show here, that I'm an avid college basketball fan, and my team is the North Carolina Tar Heels. They didn't do good this year, but they won it last year. They made it to the finals of NIT, which I'm proud of them, although they did not win. So, fuck everything else. Anyways, The song by the Carolina Tar Heels was Mama Scolds Me for Flirting. And let me tell you this. My mama, or shall I say my boss lady, Mrs. fucking Cash, scolds me and then some if I flirt. She jumps off straight in my ass. And you know what? I enjoy flirting here and there. As long as you keep it legitimate or keep it to where she don't know. Yeah.
Mama, you offer me to be. Mama, you offer me to be. You two tie me here, you two tie me there. Mama, you offer me to be. Woke up this morning, thought I would lead this way. Woke up this morning, thought I would leave this place. I'm going somewhere, or never see your face. Mama, you offer me to be. Mama, you offer me to be. You two tie me here, you two tie me there. Goodbye, little girl. Don't want to hear your name. Goodbye, little girl. Don't want to hear your name. I'm leaving in the morning on that eastbound train. Mama, you won't. Mama, you offer me to be. You two tie me here, you two tie me there. Mama, you offer me to be. Mama, you offer me to be. Mama, you offer. You tie me there, Mama. What makes you treat me this way?
I haven't lived a good life. I've been bad. Worse than you could know.
Yeah, that's good, because if you actually were as innocent as you pretend to be, we'd never get anywhere.
Had everything I wanted, this lady with the big brown sexy eye. She looked like something special, with a body that was strictly customized. I never thought there'd be a woman that could take me from my drinking, chasing at the time. But she's laid here beside me, Lord, loving all those memories from my mind. She's laying down the loving, and I'm a hard-loving man. Just an old ex-cowboy who's throwed away his spurs in one-night stand. I'm wrapped around her finger, she holds me in the palm of her hand. She's laying down the loving, she knows how to satisfy her. Looks just like a picture that just stepped out of Playboy magazine. This little female devil that plays a game of love to magazine.
It took a hell of a woman to turn me from my honky-tonkin' nightlife. But she turned off all those memories of neon lights and old flames in my mind. She's laying down the loving, and I'm a hard-loving man. Just an old ex-cowboy who's throwed away his spurs in one-night stand. I'm wrapped around her finger, she holds me in the palm of her hand. She's laying down the loving, she knows how to satisfy her man. She's laying down the loving, she knows how to satisfy her man.
His name's in it.
His name, among others, was Jack the Ripper.
Could have been Grandpa's cock hair stuck in my throat. I'm glad I got that out. All right, folks. This right here, this set right here, was a little old classic vinyl for Yen's motherfucker. So, starting off the set here was Wade Maynor with Mama, You're Awful Mean to Me. Tell my wife that every night. She don't give a fuck, though. She runs this house like a goddamn dictator. I called her Adolf. Fucking Cash. Yes, I do. And then following Wade Maynor was Oney Wheeler with She's Laying Down the Lovin'. You know, I wish my wife was laying down the lovin', but let me tell you this, you know how she was holding out on me? The other night, she finally gave me some. And I don't know if I said this earlier in her show or not, but I rode her like a penny pony at Meyer Square. Yes, I did. And it was so good that I pulled out and came on myself. That's how good it was. But what do I know? I haven't had it in 4 months, so sticking my cock in some raw hamburger is probably good, too. And ending this set right here was George Pegram with Down in the Valley. And I like to yodel in the valley. Although, when it comes to yodeling, I'm not all that great, but some of you folks might know what I'm talking about when I say yodeling in the valley. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. That's my specialty.
So, before we get in this next set here, there is a small announcement I want to make. Seems to be a new podcast on the horizon by my buddy Dogbite Harris. And it will be called Dogwater Music. And you can check their site out in my top friends on MySpace. So I'm sure it'll be real interesting, and I'm looking forward to listening to it. So let's get in this last set here, and hell, we're in the show, and that'll be it. So here it is.
Released, and you can't stand it. You'll do anything to bring me down.
We'll be right back.
trying to say you're jilting me?
Well, that's a very heavy word, Merle. It's a very heavy word. Let's just say that we're uncoupling.
Starting off this set was a little Wayne Hancock with Driving My Young Life Away, and that's off of his Viper of Melody CD. Well, I know him and Lucky Tubb will be going on tour, and I know they're working on an album together, and I can't wait for that shit. Hell yes. And following Wayne was Bob Log 3 with Bang Your Thing at the Ball. Why would someone want to do that? That'd be nothing but pain. But anyone seen Bob Log 3 live? I haven't, but I've seen him on YouTube and stuff like that, and he's a fucking phenomenal one-man band. He plays in a fucking fighter pilot helmet, and that takes some skill right there. Ending this set was Rattlesnake Deer with Murder Ballad. So that's going to be the last set of the evening, folks. I hope you have enjoyed this ever so long show. Next week, I plan on doing a Homage for Hank show. I plan on doing all kinds of songs by Hank and by other artists doing Hank songs. So we'll see how it turns out. I'd like to take it serious and not be vulgar on it, you know. Pay my respects. Well, any folks want to get in touch with me, send me a request or anything like that, you can get me on MySpace or you can send it to Don at Section 86. So let me know. We're going to end the show tonight with a song off Willie Nelson's new CD, which is called Country Music. And it's a good CD. I recommend getting it. And this song is called you done me wrong. So enjoy it, and I'll see you next week. Motherfuckers! Woo-hoo!
You tell me that you care, and now you're gone, you got me crying. No use denying, you got me wrong. If I could look inside your heart, then maybe I would know the reason why you are leaving me all alone. Well, you know it's not so when you say you tell me, baby, why you went away and left me lonely. I miss you only, for I love you. Ever make you sad so you'd be mad enough to hurt me and then desert me for so long? Well, you're telling everyone what you've done. You think it's funny. Well, it's not, honey. You tell me, baby, why you went away and left me lonely. I miss you only, for I love you. Tell me, baby, why you went away and left me lonely.